formerly the Pantheon Restaurant and Burger King Restaurant prior thereto. In Planned Development District Number 16, Franklin Center, formerly called Franklin Plaza. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of 15-30701 General Standards for Special Uses, 15-30703 Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 15-90103 Applications for Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed resolution is in draft form is available for public inspection at the Office of the City Clerk, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide public input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revision following public hearing and the further consideration by Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Okay, before we continue, you've got one waiting. Marion, you got one waiting. Mm-hmm. For those of you wondering, we do not accept public comment via electronic means. But we do want people to participate by hearing what's going on. So, Marion, the highlights of this proposal, we do have a special use application and a site plan.
That's correct.
And so what's this all about?
Yep, so it's a special use and site application for the former Burger King, then it was Pantheon Restaurant. Pantheon was not using the drive-through, but the application also amends the special use because of the changes to the site plan, and they're part of the special use approval. A special use is required specifically because of the drive-through. The property is about 1 acre. It's located in the Franklin Center, which is the shopping district on Rawson Avenue. And they're not making significant changes to the building itself. So the major change to the site is this change, which this is a detail of the site plan. They will be removing the patio that exists there currently and putting in 2 parking spaces that will be used for people to wait for their food after they use the drive-through. They're also going to make some changes to the facade of the building. So they're not changing the footprint of the building, but they're making changes to the facade, to the areas that you see on your screen, mainly the front. So they'll be removing the awning and applying branded color scheme throughout on all sides. And that is the scope of the changes to the building. Planning is recommending approval of the proposed application without significant conditions. So
we have a properly noticed public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this public use public hearing? Anyone wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, and give us your comments. Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise for the public hearing portion of this meeting, I will close the public hearing. Without objection, we'll move to the business matter of this item. Questions from the commission on the special use application? Are any questions from the commission? Seeing no questions from the commission on the special use, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to operate an Arby's restaurant with a drive-through?
So moved.
Second.
A little late, Patty. Mr. Martin, you get it?
Alderman Dendria?
Yep. Okay. Sorry, Patty, you'll get the next one. Let's do a roll call since we've got people on the phone.
Commissioner Hogan.
Aye.
Commissioner Butthart.
Aye.
Commissioner Haley.
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow.
Aye.
Alderman Dendria.
Aye.
Commissioner Leon.
Aye.
Motion carries 7 ayes. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. We move to the site plan amendment of this action item. Is there a motion? Any questions for staff on the site plan? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for a property located at 7621 West Rawson Avenue to remodel an existing restaurant building to allow for the operation of an Arby's restaurant, tax key 755-0193-000? Commissioner Hogan.
Seconded.
All right, Mr. Martinez.
Commissioner Hogan. Commissioner Butthart.
Aye.
Commissioner Haley.
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow.
Aye.
Alderman Dendria.
Aye.
Commissioner Leon.
Aye.
Motion carries, six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. With that, we move on to item C2, which is a special use and a site plan, as before, for the Rock Sports Complex, a challenge tower installation. Michael R. Schmitz, owner of the project. Ms. X, once again. See, you guys keep doing this to me. Mr. Martinez, you have a public hearing notice.
Notices are by given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 23rd, 2020, at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter, after matter may be heard, in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Michael R. Schmitz, owner of Rock Snow Park, LLC, Rock Ventures, LLC, property owner, for a special use for the installation of a challenge tower aerial rope course. Challenge towers aerial ropes courses are not specifically listed as permitted that special use in the Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, Ordinance Number 2018-2368. Therefore, the applicant is requesting the Plan Commission to determine that the proposed use is similar to those listed as special uses in the Plan Development District Ordinance, such as outdoor climbing walls or indoor-outdoor sports, non-motorized, not elsewhere classified. In Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, upon property, some Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, located at 7011 South Ballpark Drive. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 15.307.01, General Standards for Special Uses, and 15.307.03, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 15.90103, Applications for a Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Okay, rather than me guess and get it wrong, who's going to give the simple description? Mr. Martinez.
This is a proposed challenge tower that will be located here.
Microphone.
The proposed challenge tower will be located here next to the existing ski chalet. Next, please.
He's misbehaving a bit.
Oh, there. So the applicant previously applied for a concept review that was heard by the Common Council in November 5th. So the previous location of the challenge tower was north of the umbrella bar, but for this special use application, the applicant changed the location to be closer to the ski chalet and closer to the east parking lot area. So this particular use is not specifically listed in the ordinance as either permitted or special use, so that's why the applicant is requesting the Plan Commission to determine that this use is similar to those listed as special in the PDD ordinance, such as outdoor climbing walls or outdoor indoor sports not elsewhere classified. So it is assumed that if the use is not listed, it's prohibited. So that's why the applicant is requesting this determination from the Plan Commission. So a description of the tower is an octagon 50 by 50 feet, and the height is about 50 feet. The maximum height in this PDD district is 60 feet, so it complies with the dimensional requirements of this PDD district. Mary, can you please touch the screen? Okay. So this is a view of the proposed challenge tower. So the challenge tower will include, this is like the compound of the tower. It will be surrounded by a fence. The fence is black vinyl coated, so it is consistent with the PDD. And this fence will also include this outdoor seating area. One of the concerns of staff, if this sanitary line and this gas line. So the engineering department suggesting that this tower will be relocated, so for maintenance purpose of these sanitary lines. So, and the applicant stated in the response to the staff report that they will be responsible for the maintenance of these lines. So that these are the major concerns of staff. The hours of operation from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. No lighting is proposed with this application. So staff is recommending approval with three major conditions: that they will need to provide shared parking, and they will need to get also approval, the final engineering approval for stormwater management, and the sign, any signs will require a separate permit.
We do have the applicants here and on the phone. So with that, I will open the public hearing portion of this meeting. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Mr. Kerner, good evening. You've been through this before, so give us your name and address.
Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne.
Is that microphone on?
Franklin, Wisconsin.
From 9 a.m. to sunset.
To sunset.
Yeah.
I thought you said 11 p.m.
Sorry, yeah, to sunset.
So what time is it?
From 9 a.m. to sunset.
Okay. Good. You want to address the parking?
Yes. According to the applicant, the capacity of the challenge tower is 30 people. So the applicant made a parking calculation based on the use for resort, that is the most similar use to this challenge tower. So the resulting of the calculation is 17 spaces, parking spaces that will be required for the challenge tower. So that's why in the condition of approval, staff is recommending a shared parking for the adjacent uses. So the applicant will need to provide the shared parking for the 17 spaces.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kerner. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Okay. Seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing for this matter. Questions from the commission, Mr. City Engineer.
Have a couple questions. I don't know if the applicant can answer or not, but we've spent a lot of time figuring out where the limits of fills are. I believe this is in the limits of fill, correct?
Come on up, introduce yourself, and use the microphone, please.
Hi, Mike Schmidt, Stark So Far. I believe it is within the limits of fill, but not garbage, my understanding.
There's no garbage beneath this? Okay.
Yeah. Justin, is that?
I'm not actually here for this item, but I can speak to
yeah.
it if it would link me to it. Because I have a little bit of experience on this.
It's your fault for being here.
Yeah, no, I feel a little better.
This is me.
Right.
It's my fault.
Justin Johnson, JSD Professional Services, Waukesha. Yeah, this area here, it is within the waste limits. However, what we found over time on this site is up on the high part of the site here where the chalet and the umbrella bar, this area is, there's a significant amount of cap, something like 15, 20 feet of cap in this particular area. I'm not privy to structural calculations of this. The structural engineer would have to consider that in design of the footings. But I know for other parts of the site, we've been able to design floating footings and have accounted for the fact that there's waste of sometimes unknown types underneath.
So I guess my question was going, so it did look like there's individual footings, not a slab footing. So when this came before Common Council, I thought the discussion was it's going to be just one slab footing, so it would all act as one. So if
that was one option, and we were looking at that as a worst case option when we were putting it north of the umbrella bar, when we knew that was on newly moved fill garbage. So we thought that was going to be necessary. We don't think that was going to be here. Obviously, we have to do soil borings and test the plant.
So I guess my concern is that, so even if it's not waste fill underneath it, if it is indeed fill, that still could have differential settling over time. No?
Yes.
So then if you've got however many, five or six piers, and if they start differential settling, you're going to, and this is going to be a tall structure, it's going to get out of wonk pretty quickly, right?
Right. So they talked about adjustable piers. I'm not sure the technical information, but... obviously, we have to find out what the soil borne capacity is and engineer it to either be adjustable or to accommodate that.
I guess I'd be more concerned with just the fact that it's could still settle, not necessarily what kind of soils are there, because it's not virgin, right? So,
right.
So I guess that was one question, just the thought. I'd prefer to see a slab foundation, but... this was used, I understand?
Yes.
So how long was it up? How old is it? Where is it from? And why did it not take off wherever it was?
Sure, it was built in the middle of a farm field in central Indiana. It's 3 years old. It was put up by Crystal Term, which is a German company. Highly reputable in this space.
Not part of any other development, just in the middle guy with the farm decided to put it up? Or
it's a longer story. It was developed as part of a big recreation complex. They had Zorn balls that you could roll down a hill. They had summer tubing. They had bow and arrow wars. They had paintball. Everything you can imagine. Obviously didn't make it.
Okay.
So that's why it became available. We were actually looking at this company when we came aware of this one.
That's all.
I apologize to the commission. There is one other citizen comment that I'll ask Mr. Martinez to read into the record if there's no objection.
Yes. So this is from Joy Draginis Singales. Would just like to have put into record that I, Joy Draginis Singales, am against allowing any more recreation at the Rogue BPC, whether it be what is on tonight's agenda, April 23rd, 2020, or future agenda. Our peace and sanctity in our homes has been disrupted for long enough.
All right. Any other questions from the commission? Commissioner Alderman Dandrea.
Well, let's just add another one that I also got a notice from Dana Gant. At 9011 West Hawthorne Lane, reiterated a lot of the concerns that Mr. Kerner had in regards to parking capacity, as well as the timing of this and not being able to have a public hearing outside of the COVID-19 scenario that we're experiencing today. Unfortunately, there are agenda items that come to us, and there's timing involved on all these, and we need to address these on a timely manner for the applicants that present these ideas. So those are the wishes of Ms. Gint, but my comments are, as I mentioned, timing doesn't always allow for, or sometimes the city has to do things to keep things going for the applicants. And that's why this is presented to us today. And granted, we did, as the mayor mentioned,